And good morning, everybody. KGFX. It's Will here with you. It's time for People in Your Neighborhood, my favorite part of the morning. Now, this morning, I'm joined by Joanne Fisher and Abby Edwardson with Rollins Library. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you doing?
Good. Can't complain.
Yeah, especially the weather outside.
Yep, it looks like it's getting nicer.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to let you know about a couple things we've got going on at the library, and then Joanne's going to let you know about a couple kid events. So if you are a fan of suspense and mystery books, we are starting a new book club, and the book club is going to meet on Sunday afternoons. So it will be the third Sunday of every month from 3 to 4, and it's called For the Thrill of It, and you read thriller and suspense, mysteries. The first one is going to be in February. It's going to be Sunday, February 4th. And the book that they're going to read this month in February is a Lisa Jewell book called None of This is True. We do have the books at the library. So if you'd like to pick up a book and see what it's all about, you can stop in and we can get you signed up. Otherwise, you can just come to that first book club meeting on February 4th at 3 o'clock. And that will be a monthly event for 24. And then I wanted to let you know about the Capital Journal. We get the Capital Journal in print, and we also get the Capital Journal digital subscription, but that is in library use only. So if your child was in the newspaper or you want a copy of the honor roll or whatever it might be, we have all that. And then with that digital subscription, you can hop on a computer and you can look up past articles. So even if you don't have a library card, you don't need a library card to access the Capital Journal. If you need on the computer, just bring your photo ID with you, and we can get you logged on so you can start enjoying the Capital Journal. So, and then Joanne has a couple things for the kids that I was going to let her talk about.
Hello, Will.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. And today I'm going to talk about a few events at Rollins Library. And tomorrow we have our Valentines for family, friends, and local senior citizens. That'll be starting tomorrow at 10, and it goes until noon. And this is our second annual Make Your Valentines. And we'll just have lots of blank card stock and stickers, pom-poms, glue, markers. And you'll make Valentines for your loved ones. And also, we ask if you would make a Valentine for our local senior citizens. And the staff at Rollins will collect the Valentines for the senior citizens, and we will deliver them with our adult outreach locations. We will send them to the seniors residing at those locations. And something to think about here when February starts, we also have your Take Your Child to the Library Day. And this is a newer holiday that was started in 2011, and it takes place the first Saturday in February. And this year it's going to be on Saturday, February 3rd. And this holiday was started to build better reading habits, teach children responsibility, like when you check out your library items, to take good care of them and to return them on time. And also it gives parents and their children, their families, time to make memories at the library. So you'll have to come to the library and browse the stacks on February 3rd.
Now, and reading is a great thing for kids. It's like a long time. You know, I started reading to my daughter, like, from the time she was pretty much born, pretty much. And, you know, and it paid off because now she just loves books, loves reading.
Yep, it does. I did the same with our child, too. And I think I really enjoyed checking out all the picture books when she was little. And I'm not sure if it was because I liked it more or she liked it. But I just so enjoyed reading to her. And not only the reading part, but, you know, you're spending time with your child, you're engaged. And then sometimes you talk about what happened in the book. And it just, you're making really good memories.
So are these, you have a list of events on the website, is that correct?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have a list of events for all ages, not just children, and you can find out more information.
And what's the web address?
And the web address is rollinslibrary.org.
Okay, well, it was great talking to you ladies this morning.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And I hope you're able to enjoy the really nice weather this weekend.
Yes, I will. How about you, Abby? Abby says yes.
Well, have a great day, and thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and it was great to meet you, Joanne.
Yes, nice to meet you, too.